Did you have frogs around
Lots
there?
Lots of frogs.
What were they called? What kind? Did they have
Toads.
A name or just?
Toads okay. of frogs.
Are there any bullfrogs around?
No bullfrogs.
Okay. Let's see. Some seafood here. Obviously, you didn't get that at a fish lake or anywhere, but
or Wayne County.
Or anywhere there, you'd have to go to the coast. But there's some types of, I guess it's perceived as a ritzy food. I don't know if ritzy but is a word, but you dip it.
Shrimp.
Shrimp. Okay.
Shrimp.
How about any other seafood comes to mind? They're in a shell.
Crab.
Okay.
Lobster.
Okay. Oysters.
Oysters.
Have you ever eaten them?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, do you like seafood?
Oysters was popular.
Is it expensive?
Not as expensive as it is now.
Okay.
They used to quite often dip it in egg and soda crackers and fry oysters. That used to be a
treat.
And
they just ship those in and that's how you'd eat
mm-hmm.
those. Okay. Hey, we're moving along here. Okay. How about, we're going to talk a little bit about the weather now and the vegetation that's around Wayne County. In Provo, we have the big inversions. Everyone blames it on Geneva still. Did you have any type of cloud cover there? Or?
No, it was always just beautiful and clear.
Fog wasn't a part of that?
No fog. Very, very seldom. There was just, in the winter, like I mentioned, you could see the steam from Spring Creek that
okay.
ran right through. But,
that was
beautiful,
it, huh?
Clear, crisp.
Nothing like Geneva gives us. Huh?
No, it's just a little steam.
Okay. How about up in the sky when it's before it rains? What are the
clouds?
Yeah, clouds all over. I mean, did it rain a lot there, or was
no.
it dry?
No, Wayne County's relatively dry.
Okay.
And not a lot of snow, which is surprising because it's up so high. But there's not a lot of snow.
Not too much. How about summer storms? Do you have names for? When a big summer storm comes in, what do you call that?
Just a rainstorm.
Okay. Do you ever get hail here?
Occasionally, not often.
Okay. Winter storms, what do you call those?
Just a snowstorm.
Okay. How about when it's cold? How do you define the temperature?
It's freezing.
Freezing? Okay. If it's above zero or below zero, what do you call that? I mean, do you have names?
We just always say it's 20 below or
okay.
10 below or...
Okay. Frostbite. Did you ever get frostbite?
Never got frostbite, but it...
Did you ever see it? See
no,
someone?
I haven't.
Okay. Do you know, how about if a hard storm came in, just a... And you had a hard freeze. Did you ever use terms that defined the damage or the effect left of the storm?
Hmm.
Or is it just a storm? It's
just
coming,
a hard
it's
freeze.
They
usually say it was a hard freeze.
Okay. And now when you get wet snow, do you have any names for wet snow?
Well, when they have a wet snow, usually it's a good storm.
Okay, you don't call it slush or anything. It's just... You call it wet
yeah,
snow,
just, it was
good storm?
It was a good wet storm.
Okay. How about thin ice? Do you ever...
Thin ice? Yes, I've had plenty of thin ice.
Walking on it? Or
skating on it. Mm-hmm.
Huh. Do you call it anything other than that, or is thin ice the
just
name?
Just thin ice.
Okay. All right. What happens in the spring? What would you call that?
Spring thaw.
Okay. Things start to melt,
mm-hmm.
pick up, get out. How about windstorms? Do you have any names? Around in Arizona we had a lot of dust. What do you have storms that you'd call?
We didn't have dust in Wayne County. We had wind, but it was usually just a breeze. It wasn't a wind.
How about anywhere now as you think of windstorms? What do you call?
Tornadoes.
Okay.
Hurricanes.
Twisters.
Twisters.
Okay.